1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, we read, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, Maranatha." We're focusing in on that word Maranatha, which means the Lord is coming. And we're not just focusing on the word, but we're focusing on the great truth that the Lord Jesus is coming back. I might ask the question even at the outset, the Lord Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? We noticed in John chapter 14 that we have the first of a threefold cord that is not easily broken, that tells us how we know that the Lord is coming again. The first strand of that cord is the Savior's declaration, where he said, "I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." We know that the Lord Jesus is coming back because he said so. And he can be trusted. If he can't be trusted to keep his word, then he cannot be a Savior. And we know that he is the Savior. He is true. His word is true. It will be fulfilled. The Lord Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for those who know him, those who have trusted him, those who have recognized their own sinfulness and turned from their sin and turned to God and believed on the Lord Jesus as the only way to heaven. Apart from their works, apart from their good deeds, apart from going to church or being religious, or even reading the Bible, they have trusted in the Lord Jesus as Savior and believed on him unto life everlasting and have been born again. The Lord Jesus is coming back. It's a great promise. That's the first strand of that threefold cord. The second strand of that threefold cord that we want to notice is not just the Savior's declaration, but angelic confirmation. When the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, we read in the book of Acts that he showed himself alive by many infallible truths. He showed himself alive to those who were believers in him. And as he was about to depart from this world, to be lifted up out of their sight and taken up out of their sight, the scripture says, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 9, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." And so we here have the angels who confirm that this same Jesus, the one that they saw taken up from them in bodily fashion, although in a glorified body, that same Jesus would so come again in like manner. The angels confirm that the Lord Jesus is coming again. And so we have two strands of that cord that tells us how we know. We have the Savior's declaration. We have angelic confirmation, and then we have apostolic revelation. And by that we mean, in the Word of God, which is what the apostles and prophets have left us, the completed Scripture, the Word of God, we have in 1 Thessalonians, for instance, chapter 4, these words, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." We notice the little phrase in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." That is the equivalent of the Old Testament statement when we read there the prophet saying, "Thus saith the Lord." This truth of the return of the Lord Jesus that we find here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, known as the rapture of the church, the catching away of the church, the removal from the earth of those living believers, and those who have died in Christ is a revelation that was given to the New Testament apostles and prophets and recorded for us in the Word of God. And so we have that threefold cord that is not easily broken. How do we know? The Savior declared it, John chapter 14. The angels confirmed it, Acts chapter 1. The New Testament writers gave us that revelation that was given to them, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and many other places. And so we can say with absolute authority, based on these things, Maranatha, the Lord is coming. The question is, are you ready? If you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it is a blessed and wonderful hope, one that you look forward to, the coming again of the Lord Jesus. And if you're not saved, you're not ready to meet the Lord Jesus. Why not be saved today? And then you can say, Maranatha, even so come, Lord Jesus.